So I walked across the street, then someone shouted,
"Here she comes! Get ready!"
Arkansas Gazette.
Before she had taken 25 steps, she cut back into the street and walked back to the line of guardsmen. It was then that a crowd of 200 saw her and rushed to the scene.
The crowd moved in closer and then began to follow me, calling me names. I still wasn't afraid. Just a bit nervous. I kept thinking the guards would protect me. Then my knees began to shake all of a sudden, and I wondered whether or not I could make it. It was the longest block I ever walked in my whole life.
Democrat photographer Will Counts.
When she was turned away by the National Guard troops, the courage and grace she exhibited as she walked two blocks through the mob of school integration dissidents became one of my most moving experiences. Her actions epitomized for me the nonviolent principles Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference had begun using to compel the country toward racial justice.
We didn't realize that Elizabeth had already arrived and was trapped in the crowd at the end of the block. Meanwhile, around us, the scene felt surreal, with everyone jeering and screaming at once. Their words sound muddled, except for one, "Nigger! Nigger! Nigger!" It shot out of angry mouths like bullets and pierced my ears again and again.
I still hear the sound of shrill voice filling the air with vicious knife-edged words, calculated to hurt as much as possible.
Adrenaline pulsed through my body and quickened the pace of my heart. I had never seen such raw anger up close before, and this was directed at me. For what? Because I wanted to go to school?
Melba Patillo.
Mother and I had come on our own, saw the crowd, and parked two blocks away. As we drew near, the angry outburst became even more intense, and we began to hear their words more clearly. "Niggers, go home! Niggers, go back to where you belong!"
Arkansas Gazette.
Eckford, silent and looking straight ahead, walked alone at a brisk pace down the line of troops. The crowd walked along with her and began a stream of catcalling. A woman made a lunge at the girl.
"Go back where you came from!"
and was pushed back by a guard officer. Another in the crowd said,
"You've got a better school than ours, so why don't you go back to it?"